Last weekend, a report in the Raleigh News and Observer caught our attention. State Senator Fletcher Hartzell of Concord had apparently spent nearly $100,000 of his campaign money to pay personal credit card bills over the last 2 years. On the surface, it seems like an egregious violation of state law, which prohibits the personal use of campaign funds. So we asked WFAE's Julie Rose to look into it, and she joins me now. Hi, Julie.
Hello, Duncan.
So I guess the main question is, did Senator Hartzell break the law with this credit card spending?
Well, the simple answer is we don't know yet. The State Board of Elections has asked Senator Hartzell to provide more information about those credit card payments, and he says he's cooperating. Here's a bit from him.
If accounting mistakes were made, I regret them. I'll correct them. As to the immediate issue at hand, I have pulled all my documentation, and I are in the process of pulling as much additional as the State Board has requested. Frankly, I believe that if you make a mistake, the proper thing to do is to correct it, and that's what I'll do.
So he thinks this is all just a mistake with the way he recorded those expenses on these quarterly reports he's required to file?
Right, and that's how the State Board of Elections sees it right now, too. The head of campaign finance reporting at the state told me that they just don't have enough information to tell if Senator Hartzell broke the law in how he spent campaign money, but he definitely broke the rules in how he's supposed to report his spending. So on the reports, he lists monthly payments to at least 8 different credit cards. In October last year, for example, his campaign cut a $5,000 check to American Express, and then another check to American Express, that same card, the next month for $4,300. And then several thousand more dollars in that same period went to cards with Bank of America, BB&T, Chase, Citibank, Discover, USAA. You get the idea.
What was he spending all this money on?
Well, that's the problem. He's supposed to provide a detailed list of where the credit card was used and what for, so that the State Board of Elections can be sure it was legitimate, campaign-related, rather than personal spending. But Hartzell's reports give these really generic explanations for each monthly bill. Those Amex payments, for example, say, quote, materials, office expense, unreimbursed meals, travel, fuel, and research expense.
Well, all of that's legal spending, isn't it?
It is. But again, the rules require a lot more detail than Hartzell is providing. And now it is true that in 2010, the reporting rules changed a bit to make it very clear how much detail is required for each payment. But, you know, even before those rules changed, Hartzell should have been providing a lot more detail on his credit card payments. And, you know, that brings up an interesting point, Duncan, because Hartzell's been in office for 22 years. And during that time, the rules about campaign spending have changed a lot. I was actually surprised. I didn't realize how recent a lot of these changes are until I was talking with Bob Hall. He's at the government watchdog group Democracy North Carolina.
It's really less than 10 years ago, candidates could use money for personal purposes. They could use a campaign money to pay for their daughter's college education. They could buy a new car with it. There was no law against that. That changed, and there are now specific purposes that campaign money can be used for.
So personal spending is off limits, but candidates can give to each other's campaigns, right?
Absolutely, and that's actually really common, especially with powerful lawmakers in the House and Senate who want the other members of their party to keep electing them to leadership positions.
So, Julie, whose job is it to enforce these reporting rules?
It is the State Board of Elections' job, specifically the Campaign Finance Department, which has 5 people responsible for auditing thousands of reports filed every 3 months. And these reports are often dozens of pages long. And a lot of candidates like Fletcher Hartzell are still filing their reports on paper rather than using the electronic filing system that the state provides, and that really slows things down. So it turns out that Hartzell has been reporting his credit cards this way going back to at least 2006, and the state elections office only realized it when the News and Observer pointed it out recently. So Bob Hall at Democracy North Carolina says 2 things need to happen. First, everyone should be filing their reports electronically. Everyone. And second, he says lawmakers need to give the elections office more manpower to track this stuff.
Okay, but that's a little tricky, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't seem like lawmakers would be all that motivated to have more people picking through the details of their disclosure reports.
Precisely, which is all the more reason for the public, the media, and groups like Democracy North Carolina to keep an eye on things. We will be watching to see what more information Senator Hartzell provides about his credit card spending and whether all of it was legit.
Great. Thanks, Julie.
You're welcome.
WFAE's Julie Rose.